Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 18, up to 33. Johannesburg 17, 31. Mbombela 19, going up to 30 degrees.
Yeah, the ease of traffic in Pretoria is something of the past. There's a queue of traffic on the N1 North heading towards the N4 Emalahleni Highway. Also on the N1 North, an accident near the Stormfall Road exit. And Natasha sent us a message to be on the lookout for a stationary vehicle. It's also on the N1 North, just before the R21 highway interchange.
In your sport headlines, Jasprit Bumrah leads India fight back as Australia crumble in the first test, and Tom Curry returns for England against Japan.
The CEO of MultiChoice South Africa, Mark Jerry, has resigned from his position after almost 10 years at the helm. Jerry will officially leave the post in March next year and will be succeeded by Byron du Plessis, who's currently the Deputy Group CFO. Cliff Shiko reports.
In a statement, MultiChoice Group CEO Calvo Mawela said Jerry is leaving the organization to pursue opportunities in the business of sport. During his tenure, Jury held key leadership roles, including being the CEO of SuperSport and Showmax. He was also instrumental in overseeing the SA20 Cricket League, the Lions Rugby Tour, the growth of DSTV Stream, and the Showmax 2.0 launch. The company's latest financial results reveal that its revenue declined by 11% to 24.8 billion rand. Cliff Shiko, Chakarand FM News.
And just a reminder that the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, recalled a batch of Yaz Plus contraceptive pills. SAHPRA says the batch was distributed in November last year with some packets containing incorrectly arranged tablets. It's meant to contain 24 pink film-coated hormone tablets and 4 light orange hormone-free tablets. But there's no reason to panic. Here's gynecologist Dr. Carolina van der Westhuizen in Saal.
There's no harmful substance that's been put into the oral contraceptive. It was just a mix-up with the placebo amount of tablets versus the active amount of tablets that was wrong with the packaging. So it's not all of a sudden that this oral contraceptive is now dangerous.
News of another nature, the SADC military mission led by the South African National Defence Force will be in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for another year. The decision was announced by the Intergovernmental Organisation following an extraordinary summit held in Harare. Now, the mission involving troops from South Africa, Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi was deployed to North Kivu in December last year ahead of the DRC's general elections, where President Felix Tshisekedi was elected a second term. Here's Anastasia Mokobu with more.
Over 6 million people remain displaced and 27 million are food insecure due to ongoing conflicts and disrupted farming. The M23 rebel group, allegedly supported by Rwanda, continues to resist regional and government forces. SADC leaders reaffirmed their commitment to peace, recognizing the efforts of the African Union and United Nations in seeking solutions to stabilize the region. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And finally, former public protector Tuli Madonsela has been appointed to the International Council of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland. She was selected by the International Olympic Committee to fill the vacancy left by late Justice Yvonne Mokoro. I'm Marlene Fischer, Nate die Wifnis die Ier, MultiChoice se bestuurshoof vet, bedank.
More music you love all day on Jacaranda FM. Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.